Well, it is the end of the week again, and nothing much happened in our town this week, except the potato chip man came by. Then, of course, there was the continued cold weather. Amy and Stan, they drove around on Tuesday this week looking at igloos. Igloos. Amy took pictures and put them on Facebook for everybody to see. Kids built a lot of igloos after the recent winter storm. Some of those igloos were cute, small and round, while others looked like a small house with multiple rooms. Yeah, the kids around our town, they're going to remember that storm for a long time. Paul and Eileen are getting ready for the Winter Olympics to start this weekend. Eileen says she just loves watching the opening ceremonies of the Winter Olympics. You know, the parade of nations and the lighting of the cauldron. Yeah, it's a big deal, and people all around our town, they're going to be watching it. Paul said he heard Jim and Frank talking on the radio earlier this week about the top 10 most popular sports during the Winter Olympics. Figure skating, downhill skiing, ski jumping. All of those are interesting, but Paul says he likes to watch curling. Paul was raised in a holler over in West Virginia, and he described curling like this. He said, "Ish, curling looks like somebody took house cleaning, mixed it with horseshoes, and put it on ice. You got one fella sliding a big old rock like he's bowling in slow motion, and two more running ahead of him scrubbing the ice like they're trying to clean up before company comes over. And somehow all that sweeping makes the rock go straighter or faster or something, I don't know. But they holler real loud about it, so it must matter." So if you're looking for Paul this weekend, he'll be watching curling. There's a match on Sunday afternoon between the United States and Sweden. That ought to be a good one. All the local schools reopened this week. Priscilla said her kids are in middle school now. Boy, don't they grow up fast. But Priscilla says her kids are learning all about American history this semester, specifically how America is celebrating its 250th birthday this summer. Priscilla says her kids told her that the official term for America's 250th birthday is the semi-quincentennial. Yeah, semi-quincentennial. Priscilla says it's just a whole lot easier just to say America's 250th birthday. But the big event of the week was the continued cold weather. By the way, have you thought about planting your garden this spring? April. It's going to be so nice. And other than that, nothing much happened in our town this week. I'm Ish.